Welcome, listeners. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. We've got a podcast ahead of us, 1 hour of great jazz music coming up. Let's start in with Lauren Kinhin from a new release entitled Circle in a Square. We're going to hear Pocket Full of Harlem.
Spoken like a man of means, pocket full of Harlem dreams. Kinks inside the armor, cool affecting his disarming of a certain satin doll, as stubborn as days were long. Hot the humid weather melts the science she's pretending. Time and again, somebody is going to hit their head, losing the thread. It's the same old song. Dangerous and debonair, call the devil, he no stranger to fiction, an imposter for a living, following a nightingale, enchanting the ne'er-do-well. No one saw it coming, is undoing by her charming. Time and again, somebody is going to hit their head, losing the thread. It's the same old song.
That's Laura Kinahan, a quite accomplished vocalist. May have heard her with New York Voices, a group that she was with for 20 years, as well as other great credentials on her resume. And this is her third album. The album's entitled Circle in a Square. And it's got some great guest artists on there, people like Will Lee, Joel Fram, Donnie McCaslin, and the guitarist that you heard on that one, Chuck Loeb. Randy Brecker is on a track or two as well. So it's a really fine album. I don't play very many vocal tracks, but I did. I was impressed by this one. We're going to hear one more from this one. This one does feature tenor saxophone player Donnie McCaslin. Name of this track is Vanity's Paramour.
Thank you. this world of war, when we pillage the earth and neglect the poor. You can think what you want, but I believe
is from Noah Behrman and a brand new release of his entitled Ripples, and it's a great effort. And we're going to be speaking with Noah Behrman next week on our show, a special interview and a kickoff of Noah Behrman's brand new album, Ripples, an album that has some great cast members on it, people like Jimmy Green and Chris Allen, Jonathan Blake, Linda Oh. One track even has Kenny Barron on it. The great Kenny Barron performs on piano on one track. Noah Behrman, a fine pianist and composer, really took some risks with this one. I think you'll enjoy this album. You'll hear a lot more of it next week on this show. All right, moving on with the music. We're doing some new releases that I've just gotten a hold of. And we're going to continue on with another brand new one from the pianist Helen Sung. We're going to hear a couple from her album, starting with a track you may recognize, the Chick Corea tune Armando's Rumba. Helen Sung from her brand new album entitled Anthem for a New Day. We heard two great tracks from that, songs that perhaps you recognized. The last one you heard was It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And before that, we heard Armando's Rumba, Chick Corea classic, as performed by Helen Sung with special guest Paquito de Rivera on that one on clarinet, along with those two fine artists. As I said, Helen Sung on piano and Fender Rhodes, not on that track, but on other tracks on that album. Seamus Blake on tenor and soprano saxophone, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Obed Calvary on drums. Samuel Torres on percussion. And as I mentioned, Paquito de Rivera on that first track, Armando's Rumba, playing clarinet. All right, moving on. We're doing some new music that was released and that recently came into my possession. And I'm glad to share that with you. Next up is Steve Davis, the Hartford-based trombone player. One of the best trombone players in the country, I would say, as far as jazz music goes. And he's got a brand new album out called For Real on Positone Records. We're going to hear a couple from that one, starting with Blues on Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Davis, a Hartford legend. Steve Davis on trombone, Abraham Burton on tenor sax, Larry Willis on piano. Another Hartford legend, I would say, Nat Reeves on bass, and Billy Williams on drums. Steve Davis and Nat Reeves really heading up the Hartford jazz scene coming out of the Hart School of Music in the University of Hartford. Two professors who mentor so many great musicians in this area, musicians many of whom have gone on to have really fine careers in New York City and around the world. So it's great to hear a new album from Steve Davis. We're going to finish up this podcast with another album, a fine piano trio made up of Colin Stranahan on drums, Glenn Zaleski on piano, and Rick Rosato on bass. And they put out an album called Limitless, and we're going to hear two tracks from that, including the title track, Limitless. And we'll follow that with one called Rock Song.